This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 27. Were not our hearts burning? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen visions of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Two of Jesus' followers walked the dusty road home to Emmaus at the end of a long, perplexing day. That morning, Jesus' tomb had been found empty, and talk of a conspiracy had already begun. The excitement of Jesus coming as king had turned to despair when he was executed and buried on Friday. Now, where was his body? Someone quietly joined their walk and asked what they were discussing. They didn't recognize his voice as he opened the scriptures to them. Upon arriving home, they invited him to come in and stay with them. Then their guest turned the tables on them, taking on the role of host as they began their supper. He thanked God for the bread, broke it, and served it as he had often done for his disciples. Suddenly, they saw that their guest was the risen Christ, and he disappeared. They knew they had to do something. So immediately, they returned to Jerusalem to tell the disciples, to share the good news they had burning in their hearts. When I became a believer in Christ, my heart was aflame with newfound faith. The flame sometimes fades into embers, but thankfully, the Emmaus account always rekindles it. Does your heart burn within you as you read his word? Ask Jesus to walk with you and help you to be a passionate witness for his sake. Pray with me. Risen Lord, thank you for walking with us each day and hosting us at your table. Rekindle our faith, that your light may shine in us today. In your great name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.